This is Wade Bramski with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. New York has now become the latest of 27 states to sue the manufacturer Purdue for its alleged role in the opioid crisis. While other states like Florida and Ohio have targeted drug manufacturers and distributors, Purdue is the only defendant listed in this lawsuit. Hate crimes in the 10 largest American cities were up last year. Federal arrests of undocumented immigrants with no criminal record have more than tripled under President Donald Trump and may still be accelerating, according to an NBC News analysis of Immigration and Customs Enforcement data from his first 14 months in office. The San Jose metro area has the highest salaries in the country, but it doesn't offer the best value. When adjusted for cost of living, the metro areas with the highest salaries are in South Texas, around the city of Bristol, Tennessee, and in an area that encompasses parts of West Virginia, Kentucky, and Ohio. The lowest adjusted salaries were in Honolulu, Santa Cruz, Oxnard, Miami, and New York. Indeed, generated the report based on job postings with salary data from July 2017 to June 2018. The government is investigating Tesla after Elon Musk wrote in a post online that he had secured funding to take the electric car company private, causing its shares to soar. Pennsylvania grand jury report, which covered six of the state's eight Catholic dioceses and found more than 1,000 identifiable victims, is the broadest examination yet by a government agency in the U.S. of child sexual abuse in the Catholic Church. The report said there are likely 1,000 more victims whose records were lost or who were too afraid to come forward. In a remarkable attack on a political opponent, President Trump stripped the security clearance of John Brennan, the CIA director under President Barack Obama. Brennan has become a frequent critic of Trump, often questioning the president's ability to serve in the Oval Office. In primary elections, a transgender woman has won the Democratic primary in Vermont, and former Republican Governor Tim Pawlenty lost in the Minnesota primary to a Trumpster. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Bramski, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.